This is a terrible servant, right? He begs and pleads for forgiveness and mercy in his own case, but then goes and does exactly the same thing that he asked not to be done to him to this other servant. The servant with just a small debt against him, he refuses to forgive even after he was forgiven for such a great offense. It makes us angry. And that's something that Jesus, I think, uses, that when we look at this case objectively, we get angry. We see that it's not just. Of course, then asking us to reflect on how this reality might be present in our own life. For us as Catholics, one of the concrete places where we can see this in action is in our practice of the sacrament of confession or reconciliation. That we enter into the sacrament, that the Lord offers to us this great mercy, this great gift of forgiveness, that we entrust everything over to the Lord, we're forgiven, we're set forth, we're given grace and to work on our penance, our seeking to amend and grow from the experience, and also grace to continue to persevere in love of God and neighbor. But then, even if this forgiveness has begun in the confessional, it doesn't end there. That what Christ invites us to do many different times is to use this and keep this in mind in our approach to others. We pray it every time we pray the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That we can't expect to be treated differently than we treat others. Or in other words, that he sets, in a sense, our own approach to others as a gauge for ourselves. That what we measure to others will be measured to us. So we think, as we go into confession, the great grace of it, we're reminded of our need for the sacrament. That's the one thing that the wicked servant does correctly in the gospel, is that he recognizes and asks forgiveness for what he's done wrong. That as we seek to receive this forgiveness, to let the Lord work this miracle in our life, we call to mind that need to share that with others. That we seek in our conversations with others to maybe have that as a reminder. Well, how would I want this to be treated if I were on the other side? You know, how can I extend this forgiveness? Not a forgiveness, of course, that opens ourselves up to abuse or opens ourselves up to mistreatment. Those things we have a right or it's a dignity to defend. That there are times when, because of things, we need to change our reaction to someone, even if we've forgiven them. We can't act with them in the same way. We can't allow them to have the same access or different things. But to, especially in those little daily things, to be able to forgive, to be able to let others have another chance, to be able to let go and leave it over to the Lord. May the Lord let us really take to heart these words that, again, we pray so many times at every Mass, all the rosaries, all the different times, this prayer that Christ taught us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.